Waltz's Rebellion, Minnesota governor who lost election to Trump. Vance threatens to activate National Guard against federal law enforcement. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 7, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz, D., who lost the 2024 election to President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, has threatened to activate the Minnesota National Guard against federal law enforcement. Late afternoon on Wednesday, Waltz issued an order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. After an ICE agent fatally shot a woman who the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said had weaponized her vehicle earlier in the day in Minneapolis. Watch below. We have soldiers in training prepared to be deployed if necessary, Waltz continued. A warning order is a heads up for folks, and these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight, the governor added. We will not take the bait. Waltz went on to fearmonger to other U.S. citizens across the nation, telling millions of people in multiple cities that they are next. To Americans who are watching this, if you're in Portland or you're in L.A., or you're in Chicago, or you're wherever, they're coming next. The governor said, before urging people across the country to stand with us against this. Waltz's press conference comes after a group of people tried to block ICE agents as they were conducting targeted operations in Minneapolis, resulting in the death of one individual who weaponized her vehicle against ICE officers, the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement posted to X. One of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism, Homeland Security wrote. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers, the department continued. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries, Homeland Security added. The department added, "This is the direct consequence of constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement who are facing 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation, and we will give the public more information as soon as it becomes available," Homeland Security concluded. During Waltz's Wednesday press conference, the governor further asserted that protesting the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is a patriotic duty at this point in time. Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.